Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland, and I'm your host for the program. I think you're going to enjoy it. It's a very, very special program. It's called Talk to a Pastor, and I'm a special pastor because I don't push anything on you. You know, what I was thinking about earlier today is that it seems like so much how can I say this? All the isms and ologies in the world, seems like they're always trying to push something on you. Everywhere you go, somebody's trying to push something on you. You know, they're trying to push, they're either trying to push evolution on you, or they're trying to push young earth on you. Or they're trying to push so many things. They're trying to push, you know, Jesus is God on you. And I'm not saying now, one way or the other, I'm not going to say anything on the subject, because I'd like you to see for yourself what happens to be the case, just who Jesus is. I'd like you to see for yourself, not have it pushed on you, where you have to accept what somebody says on the one hand or rebel against it. You know, if you go down to the part of town where you have a lot of homeless people, or you see high school dropouts, and all that sort of thing, would you believe that the vast majority of them are rebelling against something? See, I remember, for example, when I was in high school, for example, we had, at that time, we actually, my parents went to a church, a nice middle-of-the-road church, and I went there, and at that time, I didn't really know what was true or not. It sounded good, but I wasn't sure. I didn't know. I just went because they had me to go, and it was pleasant and harmless. But the pastor was there. He seemed like a nice fellow. And his wife seemed like a nice lady, you know, playing the piano and leading the choir and everything. The kids were in rebellion. The daughter went off and had a child out of wedlock, and the son was rebelling. They were rebelling. But like I've always said, people don't rebel unless they have something to rebel against. Let me repeat that one more time. People only rebel if they have something to rebel against. See? So they were rebelling against what? Probably some kind of pressure, overt or subtle pressure. Manipulation, overt or subtle manipulation. False goodness, for example. But you see, the problem is, okay, so, like I said, a lot of the dropouts, a lot of the gang members, what's the cause of drug addiction? What's the cause of gangs and so on? You know what it is? It's rotten parents. Rotten parents. Weak parents. Phony parents. Unaware parents. Hateful parents. Something wrong. There's something wrong there. See? But the point is, they're pushing something on you. You go to school, they push evolution on you. Go to church, they push young earth on you, maybe, for example. Or they push something about who Jesus is on you. They push you. They try to force you to say Jesus is God. And if you don't want to say that, well, then they act like you're a terrible person. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I say that God would like, see, He's a good guy. Oh yes, he can be very strict, but he's also very nice. He's like a good father. He's like, he has a twinkle in his eye. And he wants you to see for yourself what's true about him. He doesn't want anybody forcing things upon you. I'll be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Ladies and gentlemen, here I am again, Roland, and I bring you this program. You know, I'm in my 60s now. I'm not going to be around forever. So I would exhort you, if you're a first-time listener, to enjoy the program and check out the resources that we have. And if you've been around for a while, you've been hanging around my program for a while, I would say that it might be good to check some of the things out that I have, try the meditation perhaps, and read some of my books, for example. Get acquainted. I may not be around forever. I'm not getting any younger. I'm a valuable resource. No, I'm not the main man. I'm not the point man. I'm just a person who happened to wake up one day. One time they asked Buddha. They asked him who he is, and he said, I just woke up. He woke up, and then he tried to share people what he saw. He began to see things, realize things, and he tried to share them with people, and he was very beautiful. But then, of course, they grabbed a hold of it, and then they turned into a dogma. Did you know that they did that with Buddhism, too? They've done it with everything. Everything wonderful and nice and sweet and good and true. They turned it into a dogma. Oh, yes, that look, they've even done it in physics. You go to class, they try to push the Big Bang on you. See, and I can see that the universe did not begin with a Big Bang. I see it. But they try to push it on you. See? So one of the secrets to life is to be able to go to school. See, we have to go to school, all of us. Some of us were very fortunate to be homeschooled by nice parents, but then maybe they push something on you there. But, you know, you have to be able to go through life and be able to sit in a class and then take the good, let the stuff that's not good go in one ear and out the other, take your test, go through the motions, get your grade, get your certificate or get your degree, and then move on. See? You have to learn how to do that without rebelling, without becoming angry. But the problem is that the educators that push things upon you, push goofy things upon you, like, for example, whole reading or whatever they call it. See, the easiest way to learn to read is phonics. You can learn how to, a little tiny kid can learn how to read in a week. In a week with the phonics. A patient parent can teach a little child how to read in a week. With the phonics, but no, they have some whole, we try to read, they try to teach kids to read whole words, they get all messed up. You have to find a way to get through school somehow without getting all messed up, okay? And then you can see for yourself, begin to see for yourself what is true. And nothing is more important than religion. Nothing is more important than your relationship with God, finding out who He is and who Jesus is. It's very, of course, your relationship with your wife, your husband, your spouse, your partner, your parents, your children, those are also important. But so is your relationship with God, ultimately. And that's why you have to see for yourself who He is and come to Him with Him drawing you, not through some middleman, not through some middleman behind a pulpit or wherever he might be. Religion has always been between a soul and its maker. And if you look at the people in the past, like Jeremiah, Isaiah, Moses, Enoch, Elijah, or some of the great mystics, people like Madame Jeanne Guyon, or François Fénelon, or
Miguel Molinos or Brother Lawrence, people like that. It was always that person and his or her maker, that soul and his or her maker. You see, religion is a very sacred thing, and it's an intimate relationship between God and man. You see, let's see if I can explain this to you. God created this tremendous universe that we see all around us, based on mathematics and based on geometry, physics, the laws of physics, using mathematics, describes much of what goes on, electromagnetism, gravity, and so on. He made this marvelous creation. But into this marvelous creation, he put a personal, how could we say this? Something that could be, something that would be close to him and of himself. Something that could love him, that he could love, and that could love him back. You see, cats and dogs and fish and wolves and dolphins, they're all very nice. And flowers, roses and oak trees and so on, they're all very nice. But they cannot know the Creator, but we can. And so it's like a love story. Is not a love story a most beautiful thing? Is that not what the movies and the songs and the plays and the musicals and the novels, aren't so many of them about love, ultimately? Well, wouldn't it then be the most wonderful thing if the story of God and his people were a love story? It would be, indeed. And so it is. So God gave us, each of us, a soul. And God dwells in the heart of man. You see, God is in the center of his universe. But when it comes to people, see, God dwells in the innermost being of people. So when you see, I don't mean to be rude, but when you see the various religious representatives of all different religions, when you see them strutting around with their garb and their robes, and their accoutrements and their crosses and their incense, and they have all their chants and their musics and their songs and so on, or you have the tele-evangelists and those types of people prancing around in front of a camera, and, or you go to some kind of religious activity in a big stadium somewhere, and you have all the lights and music and electric guitars and amplifiers and so on. Frankly, ladies and gentlemen, it's a little bit, I don't want to say silly, but it's, there's something shallow going on there, but I don't think God has much to do with it. He sees it, but with him, with God, it's a one-on-one thing. God and the soul that loves him. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland, and I'm your host for this very special program, So Religion is Sacred. So now, can you see that when you push it on someone, when you subtly try to force something upon them, it tempts them to rebel? And that's not good. However, there are also people who are full of hate, and who hate those people who happen to have some brand of religion, and that's not good either. That's very bad. See, they use the excuse. See, we humans are flawed. None of us are perfect. We all have our flaws. We've all fallen short, missed the mark. And that's good in a sense. You know why that's good? Because that way we can practice patience. You can practice being patient toward other people. Practice forgiving other people. Practice overlooking their flaws and their imperfections, even as you have imperfections. See? Well, it's a very beautiful thing. How could you have patience? How could you have love? How could you have compassion? How could you have it if people were all perfect? See, you could not. So therefore, it's good that people are imperfect. So begin with your own family. Overlook the imperfections of your spouse, or your husband, your partner, your wife, your children, your parents. Forgive them. Don't resent them, in other words. See? All right. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, I wanted to mention that I have a new address. I want to give you the new address. So you can write to me, and you can send a donation, because I need help. See, you can help support this program. It's such a beautiful program. Such a beautiful program. And you really have to check out my new book, which is called A Guide to True Peace Revisited. I have a special introduction, which I wrote, which is really nice. And after that, it's the writings of Madame Guyon, François Fenelon, and Miguel de Molinos, three great Christian mystics of the 17th century. Great Christian mystics. You should really look at that book. And I also have a book called Becoming a Friend of... Incidentally, they're on Amazon. Or you can go to my website. Go to commonsensecounseling.org or talktoapastor.org. Find my books. You can get a PDF. I'll send you a PDF by email attached to an email for a donation of any amount. Okay? Now, where was I? Oh, yes, I'll send them to you. But, like I said, I need some help. So if you'd like to write me a letter or send a donation, you can now send it to my new address, Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. That's Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Once again, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level. Online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues, and somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you
type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, I'm back again. I certainly hope you enjoyed the music. I certainly did. And so let's finish up this program here with some good information for you. I'm trying to make this a very good program. What do you need? Would you like to find God? Or put it another way, would you like to find out about God? Would you like to know the truth about things, especially about God? I mean, you know, you hear a lot. You hear Christians say this and Buddhists say that, and Catholics say this and Episcopalians say that, and Evangelicals say this, and progressives say that, and atheists say this. You hear all this stuff. Well, what's true? Just what is true? Well, you can know for yourself. Now, I want to give you an example in the short time that we have left. I say that if intuition, more and more now I hear people say, trust your gut, trust your gut. I even heard that the manager of the Giants, what's his name? I can't remember his name now, but the manager of the San Francisco Giants, he was on the radio, and he was saying that when it comes to when to take a pitcher out of the game, he said he has to trust his gut. There was a story last week it was in the Berkeley area or Oakland area. Some people responded to an ad for some kind of a Mercedes that was for sale on Craigslist, and they went there and then they were robbed. So they gave some advice in the newspaper. They gave advice to people to be careful and to be wary and not to take cash with you and have your cell phone and blah, blah, blah. And they said, trust your gut. Okay? Well, if trusting your gut is so important when it comes to these everyday matters, doesn't it make sense that trusting your gut would also be important when it comes to religion? Of course. As a matter of fact, that's the way God wants it to be. He's the one that gave you a gut to trust. He wants you to trust your intuition. That's what faith is. Jesus talked about how important faith is. The basis of faith is just trusting what you know in your heart, trusting what you wordlessly know, trusting what your deepest instincts tell you, what your intuition tells you. That's the beginning of faith. Everybody wants to make you doubt it. People are saying this and that, and they want you to believe it, and they try to convince you, but you're not sure. Well, that's good. If you're not sure, then just don't be sure. Wait until you see for yourself. Wait until your intuition tells you. Okay? All right. So, you can sigh relief, a sigh of relief, and say, okay, I felt like I wasn't saved. I've never been sure about religion. I don't know. Wonderful. That's fine. Just wait until you do know. But how can you know? Your intuition. Now, how do you find your intuition? We find it at some special moments in life where we're saved by our intuition, but wouldn't it be nice to have religion, your intuition, all the time?
That's why I have the meditation, to help you to get out of thinking, out of worry, and find your intuition again. Okay?
All right.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, here I am, good old Roland Trujillo. I'm down in the Bay Area. I'm doing some research and some study. Write me at my new post office box, 854 Berkeley, California, 94701. That's P.O. Box 854 Berkeley, California, 94701. Visit me at talktoapastor.org. Get the meditation. I have a brand new one for PTSD and a brand new one for pain. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.